Okay, I want you to stop and just give me your immediate reaction. How do you react when someone tells you, no, when someone commands you to be strong and courageous? Does your hand just fly straight up like, yep, that's me all the way? Are you a little more like me? A little more, my first reaction is to be hesitant. Like, well, what exactly are you asking me to be courageous about? If it's about my kids, then there's that instant reaction. Fierce mama bear, built in, ready to go. But when it's about my faith, I'm a little more unsure about my abilities. In this episode on She Read It Herself, we're not just going to talk about being courageous, but we're going to talk about being brave and humble all at the same time. And we have a really inspirational story slash person that is going to get us there, that is going to give us everything we need for that hand to fly right up and be ready and willing to go. So let's get into it on She Read It Herself. How are you? Are you having an amazing week? Did you have a good weekend? It's been a hard week for me, you guys. If you follow me on Instagram at Ms. Pink Monster, I put it out there that it's been... So it's the 3-year anniversary of my daughter's father passing away, my husband passing away suddenly. And if you aren't familiar with my story, I did an episode, I think it was episode 2, Who Is This Chick, where I get into the whole story, which my sister and I were laughing about today. Like, my life story could be a Lifetime movie. And even then, if you watched it, you'd be like, meh, this is so Lifetime. This is so not believable that this could happen. But it did. And we also decided that Jessica Alba would play me, because why not? When you get somebody to play you in a movie, I mean, you step up. I'm already on a tangent. But it's been a hard week with the anniversary. The anniversary falls on the same week as my little guy's birthday. So it's tough. It's a week of grief and celebration all in one. And for some reason, I mean, I'm new to this grief thing, but nobody told me that 3-year was going to be extra hard. I don't know why, but it has been. It was. So everybody's been struggling. So this last weekend, when you just know you need to get out of the house, like just the house, it was feeling like a house of sadness. So I made a last minute reservation, stuck the dog in boarding, and booked a room, found a really good deal at Great Wolf Lodge. It's an indoor water park near Baltimore, if you're not familiar with the area, because we just had to get away. We just needed a just good, fun distraction / change of scenery for 24 hours. We needed some reprieve. So, you know, now it's the following week. We're doing a little better, but that's where I'm at for this past week. I hope yours was a little more upbeat than that. But I mean, come on. We're all going through something, right? I heard somebody say not long ago that you are either right at the beginning of going into something, in the middle of something, or just coming out of something. Because that is adult life, especially as a mother. It's the way it is, but you know what? God makes us strong. He gives us great armor. And the more that we're doing these verses, the more I hope you are feeling like you are getting inspiration, you are becoming stronger, you are able to find joy more, that you're getting inspiration from these verses so that you can handle your quote-unquote something and wherever you are in it a little better. And that actually fits in nicely with what we're going to read today, because it is about being courageous. It is about, are we able to be brave in moments that are uncomfortable and maybe a little scary? And then if we just want to add on to that, can you be humble at the same time? Sounds like a whole hot mess of questions, but I promise we are going to string these all together beautifully, and hopefully you feel a little more or a lot more inspired by the end of it. So Let's dig right in. Last episode, we left off in John chapter 1. We just got done with 17 and we're picking up in 18. Now, this first verse is a little different than the rest that we're going to read, but just hang in there with me. John 1, 18. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. I mean, it's worded fancily, but it's pretty black and white, right? Well, keep that in mind now that we've established who Jesus is again. A lot of these first verses feel like we're establishing the groundwork, the lay of the land. And now we get to meet John the Baptist. Now, at this point that we're running into John, and I like to imagine this in my head a lot. I like to picture him as somebody today. But at this point when we're meeting John isn't a nobody. He's not just, you know, some unknown guy wandering around in the desert, you know. He's got a following. He's been baptizing. He's been preaching. He's been testifying. We've talked a lot about being a witness and testifying, and that's what John's been doing. And he's been doing it to the point where he's got a reputation going on for his actions, so much so that the Jewish leaders got word about him. And they're getting a little worried. Or maybe they're just curious, if we want to give them the benefit of the doubt. But I mean, come on. So far, every time we read about Pharisees or Sadducees or any of the C's, it's kind of they're up to no good. They're poking around with not necessarily the best of motives. So when we pick up in verse 19, the high priest have found out about John and they want to know, what is this guy up to? Verse 19. Now this was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. Verse 20, he did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, I am not the Messiah. I love that part. Let's read that part again. He did not fail to confess. The guy did not hesitate. You know, after reading the book of John, I just love John the Baptist. Guy doesn't hesitate. He confessed freely. He's like, nope, it's not me. I'm not the Messiah. And of course, the Jewish leaders were like a little like, what? Just no? He's like, nope. So they continued. Verse 21, they asked him, then who are you? Are you Elijah? And he said, nope, I am not. Are you the prophet? Nope. I could just see it, like the way it reads, that these Pharisees getting their panties all in a bunch. They're like, what do you say about yourself? Who are you? What are you preaching here? And John's just like, nope, nope, nope. And at this point, they get a little frustrated and they say just that. What do you say about yourself then? Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? Verse 23, John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness. Make straight for the way of the Lord. I wish I could have seen the Pharisees' faces. Like, wait, what? What? What is this guy talking about? Why can't he just give us an answer we can understand that we can take back to the high priest? Like, give us what we're looking for here, dude. And then John gives them the real testimony. Verse 26. I baptize with water, John replied, but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. It's poetic, isn't it? I love it. When the time came for John to really testify, to really answer, and keep in mind, by the way, at this point, he knew that whatever he was going to say was going to get repeated. I mean, they flat out told him, give us an answer we can take back to the big guys. And he didn't hesitate. He answered their questions freely, and in his answer, he was both brave and humble. This is why I love John, you guys. It is such a beautiful and inspiring example. Dude was brave. He was confident in his calling. He was strong in his truth, but in the same breath, completely humble. And he said it pretty poetically, which, you know, makes me like him even more. Now keep in mind that this was all before he even met Jesus. Last episode, we talked about how lucky the disciples must have been. They got to have Jesus in the flesh. They got to hear the sound of his voice. They got to touch his hands. They got to see the miracles with their own eyeballs. But John was acting out of faith. He was so sure of his calling that when he was pressed, he did not hesitate. So sure in what he believed to be true. I wonder how I would react. You know, I try to think about these verses and how would this play out in modern day life, in my modern day life, or in your modern day life. And think about our country and the world right now. I'm picturing a situation like maybe my Instagram or your Facebook page. If you're confronted on there, do you think you'd be as brave? It's easier to answer this within like our comfort circles, within our friends who are also Christians and people of faith, with the other private school moms. It's a lot easier to testify freely about what we believe to be true. But putting it out there on social media, if you're asked about this in a public and secular setting without any of your backup around you, any of your crew, like the way John was, and in an intimidating way from authoritarian figures, do you think you'd be as brave? Listen, I'd like to believe I would be, but let's be honest with ourselves. Let me be transparent. I'm pretty sure I'd hesitate, at least hesitate, and definitely not confess freely and proudly. But don't give up on that right there and your abilities right now, because there's more to this. And I want you to feel like I felt by the time we're done, that it is possible to be that courageous, that you do have it in you already. But it wasn't just that John was courageous. There's a second half that we want to learn from here. He was humble. And like I said, John wasn't a nobody. He had a decent following. So much so that it got the attention of the high priest, that they sent people to come and find out what was this guy up to. Imagine what it's like to have people hanging on your every word, to be almost worshiping you like a prophet, listening to everything you have to say. That must have been what it was like. He had to have been enough of a threat by his following that they would come to investigate what he was up to. But he didn't get a big head about it. He didn't take it to mean that it was about him. He didn't believe that it was about him or his abilities. Can I be just totally transparent with you guys? I'm just going to be really real here. This is something, this humbleness that John was exuding. This is something I've worried about doing this podcast and something I pray about all the time. Because I know myself and I know my weaknesses. And if God willing, this podcast turns out to be a huge success, I don't ever want to believe that it's about me or my abilities. I've been working as a social media influencer. I hate that word, but I don't know what else to call it. Or mommy blogger for about 15 years now. And there have been times when the going was good, where I got completely swept up in the affirmation of public opinion. It's so easy to get focused on how many likes did this video get? How many followers am I up to? Ooh, I got a big bump. Must be something good that I'm doing. Let me check out what these comments say. And when it's good on social media, it feels so good. It feels so good, I'm not gonna lie. It feels good to have people say how amazing you are, or how inspirational you are, or good for you with little clapping emojis. It feels good. And if you don't admit that, well, let's do an episode on honesty for you later on. So long before I knew I was going to be doing this podcast, back when I was writing in my journal about these verses, because I've told you guys in the past, I based each of these episodes on journal entries that I wrote down as I read these verses through a new lens, through a new way of doing things, through a new way of reading my Bible, because I had sucked at it before for like the 20 years previously. So I wrote down journal entries with this new way, which, by the way, if you go back to episode 1, if you're new here, that kind of gives you the layout for how we're going through these episodes, how we're reading our Bible in a way that isn't boring and unrelatable and something that we just don't want to do, but instead in a way that you actually get something out of it. So when I first started doing that, I wrote in my journal alongside the verses that I was reading. I was seeking. I was wanting to know, God, what would/could you teach me through scripture that day? And I believe, for me, that I read this story about John that day because it was laying the groundwork for a lesson I needed to learn before I ever turned on a microphone to do this podcast. A lesson in humility. When I read these verses and I saw how humble he was, I thought to myself, wow. Okay, God. Okay. It was a light bulb moment. Here was a man that had a following, so much so that these guys came to check him out, and he immediately recognized that it was not about him. It was about one that he wasn't even worthy to untie the sandals of. John admits freely that he is just the vessel for someone else, the vessel for the message of Jesus. I only want to be the vessel, because if what I'm doing here is based off my abilities, then crap. It's not going to turn out well. Or even if it's good, it's okay, it's going to be limiting, because my human abilities are limiting. But what God can do, the beautiful things he can make out of my weaknesses when I submit and turn things over to him, now that's where the good stuff is. That's where it gets powerful. Because it's not about me. It's not about you. It wasn't about John. Don't limit your calling based off of your abilities. So now before I do each of these, I pray. I pray, God, please don't let me make it about me. Please don't let my ego get out of check on by doing this. I turn it over to you. And I recognize that if any good comes of this, it is only because of you. And I am so grateful and blessed that you allow me to have this ability to share my story and share what I've learned with the woman on the other end of this line, the other end of this audio, who's listening in her car, in her kitchen, walking around her house, picking up after her kids with earbuds on. How lucky am I to be a vessel for that message? Now, before we wrap up, let's just ask ourselves two questions. Two things that I like to do when I get to the end of whatever couple nuggets of verses I'm reading that morning. The first question is, what does this tell me about the character of God? What do these verses tell me about him today? One, he rewards faith. John took great risk with his testimony to the Pharisees, and he had enormous faith. And the next day, spoiler alert for the next episode, John is rewarded by meeting Jesus. The very next day, showed great faith on Thursday, met Jesus in a miraculous way on Friday. I'm just making up those days, but come on, you get the point. So God rewards our leaps of faith. And you know what else? God protects you when you take a leap of faith. It can be scary, and maybe you're all alone at a time when you have to be courageous, when you have to be brave, when you have to take a leap of faith. But remember that God is always there watching, protecting, and He's sovereign. He's in charge of it all. Remember the promises. Remember Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, say the Lord." Plans that what? Plans not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future. Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Be strong and courageous. Not exactly something that when I heard it before, and like at the beginning of the episode, I would raise my hand and go, "Yep, that's me, strong and courageous in my faith." But after seeing the way that John did it, I feel a little more inspired that I'm capable of that. That I hope I would be capable of that. That I'm going to try to be like that. And the second question, how can I obey? What have I learned in these verses that I can take with me for the rest of the day and obey? For me, my takeaway, it's don't be afraid to testify. Take leaps of faith when situations present themselves. You know, I had a situation just come up today, and it's this short story, but I was at this meeting, and I was telling these men my story, and my story throughout my divorce and everything that I went through up until that point. It had to do with the harassment and the stalking that I went through. I was telling them my case, and they were just amazed that, like, how the hell did you make it through all this? And look at the way it's come full circle, that you're able to be sitting here with us today, hopefully getting justice. And I said, maybe this is just for me, but I don't believe in coincidences. This was always the plan God had for me. This is why I survived that situation. Because look, the way I am today, the strength I have today, the wisdom I have today, never would have happened had I not been at the very rock bottom all those years ago. And the way, I mean, I cannot wait. I hope one day I get to tell you guys all the nitty gritty about this. But the quote unquote coincidences that have happened for me to be where I'm at today, not just personally, but in the ways of getting justice, the ways that it had to line up perfectly. I was like, I'm sorry. How many coincidences have to happen before you chalk it up to something bigger than just luck? And one of the guys who was dying had said, he was like, "Yeah, I could see that." And the other one, he was like, "Meh, I'm more logical than that, but..." And that's okay. But it was a chance for me to speak up and testify. My heart, I won't lie, my heart was beating a little bit. My voice got a little softer than the way I'm preaching to you right now. But the words still came out of my mouth. I took a leap of faith and I spoke up about what I believe in. And certainly what I've seen in my life. It was just a small little way that I could obey today. So pray. Pray, God, please give me a chance to testify today. Please present me with the opportunity to take a leap of faith, to be a witness to someone else in my life. And when that opportunity comes, please stir something in me, Holy Spirit, so I recognize it. Please help me to be brave and humble. If you ask for it, in my experience, it'll happen. So be prepared for when it does. We learned a lot today, right? I hope that what I told you at the beginning, you've now seen come full circle, that this story with John the Baptist is so inspirational. I really hope you took a nugget home from this today and that God stirred a little something in you. I know there's at least one woman who this is exactly what she needed to hear right at this moment. And if that's you, God bless you. Feel free. And this goes to all of you. You can always send me a DM. I love hearing actually one-on-one what you guys get out of these episodes. It means a lot to me to be able to put a, not really a face with a listener, but you know, an actual personal message. So feel free anytime to send me a DM at Ms. MS, pink, like the color, monster. Do me a favor, if you liked what you heard today, if you're finding these episodes helpful, please tell a friend, share it with another woman so we can keep this going and we can all be like this amazing little community, like our own little podcast Bible study of women who are seekers and who are working to get it right. Please follow, subscribe, whatever you got to do so you get these episodes as soon as they come out. And, you know, if you have time, leave a positive review. That'd be amazing. That way Apple will push me out there for other women to find what we're up to also. And that's it. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me. I'll talk to you later. Bye.